Yo, what's up, guys? Welcome to this week's podcast here at CycloneFanatic.com. G Willikers, we have a lot to talk about. It's been a busy, busy week. I don't know. It has for me, at least, with National Signing Day, and then there was like an 8 o'clock game on Tuesday before it. So like the last 48 hours have just been an absolute whirlwind. Did Gray, I know that you care. You love signing day. Like, you love looking at the tapes.
I do.
You love all that.
It's like Christmas day for me. Now that I'm an adult, you know, waking up in the early morning on Christmas for Santa's present does nothing for me anymore.
Some new prospect tapes to go
over. Now it's signing day.
Do you care, Mark? Like, how engaged were you yesterday?
It's a little too early. So how engaged? I went on Twitter. I saw some stuff. It's kind of like planning your wedding after your first date. It's too early, man. These guys are high schoolers. We don't know what they're going to do. We don't know, you know, if they're going to be good. We don't know if we're going to be good. So it gives the program a reason to be excited, and it sounds like they did well, which is good.
I want to drop an F-bomb right now.
Do it.
But I'm not, no.
You got the bleeper just over there.
This is my take after being around the program yesterday and seeing how jacked up they were. And
yeah.
Those mother blankers.
Mm-hmm. Effers.
They can recruit. Now, you can take that many different ways. Does that mean that Iowa State's going to be in the college football playoff in 5 years? No. However, like I'm not like a huge star guy. Like, I don't really care about rankings. What I care about is who you're beating out.
Mm-hmm.
And those sons of blanks.
You can say bitches. That's fine.
They beat out some big time schools for a good chunk of that class. And that's what has me very, very enthused about the future of
Iowa
State
in a short period of time.
Yes.
As he said, not only it wasn't 65 days, it was like 20 some that were actual live recruiting days.
Yeah.
I mean, think about that. 20 some days were live recruiting days, and he was able to go beat out Tennessee, who Butch Jones is a hell of a recruiter. Michigan, who Jim Harbaugh sleeps with kids or sleeps over on their floor with kids.
Did he end up getting that guy, by the way, or no?
I have no idea.
That was a big story, remember? He was going to go sleep. It was a kicker.
Yeah, no, he went the kicker that was committed to Penn State. He went and slept on the kid's floor.
Did he still go to Penn State or did he go to Michigan?
I don't know. I just kind of
he was the most highly touted recruit at the position, I think.
I mean, if you're going to do that for a kicker, what are you going to do for a quarterback?
Kickers win games.
Kicker's right? A big position, Adam.
They win games. Yeah, or in Chris's case, they lose games for the Minnesota Vikings.
It's like the 35th most important position on a football team.
Yeah.
Blank off, Charter.
Ask Blair about that, how important that position
Speaking
is.
Speaking of kicker, so did you read my National Signing Day Awards column?
I did. Great job by you.
Thank you. I figured Charter probably didn't.
No.
I don't know how to read.
He's not a supporter.
So, I've written the same column on Tiny Day for 10 years now, and it's like, I love doing it. It's very quirky. I try and make it fun for the casual fan, et cetera. And so there's an award in there for the guy who might play next year but shouldn't. And I gave it to the walk-on kicker from Ankeny. And I had – because I love Cole Nutton, man. He's like probably the single nicest kid on that roster. And I love his dad. His dad comes around.
He does, yeah.
But, like, so the reason I put that, though, do you ever think about this? And I'm not trying to
– Jeez, Charter,
don't cough
in the
microphone.
This isn't our first podcast.
Come on.
Look at my mic.
Mike.
I moved it out of the way.
Not far enough.
Jeez.
Sorry, I sneezed, dude. Like, hire a cleaner around here.
This is podcast number 85.
There's too much dust. Jeez.
The point when you brought up kicker, like, going into the spring, Matt Campbell has one impression of Cole Nutton.
That he's a choke artist from the Toledo game?
Just like, and I don't want to like throw the kid under the bus because I love Cole Nutton, and he's a much better kicker than that. He doesn't miss that kick very often. Well, I would say the majority of his kicks are like from 40 plus that he's missed. But like, man,
this is hilarious.
He really does have an uphill battle to fight with his new coach.
I never thought of that before. No, Campbell should love him. He got a victory because of that.
Seriously, though, that's the one thing Campbell thinks of our kicker.
Is that he can't make a 37-yarder. Yes,
he just the game. Cole Nutton just handed him a Christmas gift last year.
Yeah, now he's making $2 million coaching Iowa State football. He should love Cole Nutton.
Yeah, he absolutely should. Without Cole Nutton, Matt Campbell is probably not our head coach right now.
Oh, who knows?
I agree with that.
They lose that game. The Toledo season could have just spiraled from there.
I don't think I truly do not believe Matt Campbell would be our coach had Iowa State made that kick. Truly do not believe it.
Because you think Rhodes would still be here.
I think that either A, Rhodes would still be, and I think two, Pollard, I think takes notes when the little guy beats us.
Yeah.
And I got it on pretty good source that the North Dakota State guy was one of the guys who interviewed for
this really?
Job. If he didn't interview, there was definite conversations going on.
Okay.
The old North Dakota State Bulls.
Who's that, Wyoming?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Not the
I can't win at Wyoming.
Not the new guy. Not the new guy. I think Kleeman's name was mentioned. I know that too. My point is I'm noticing a trend with Pollard here. If you beat us and you're a little guy, he kind of likes you. And
Is it really that impressive for the little guys to beat Iowa State? It's been happening for 20 years, unfortunately. I mean, is Farley now on the – would he have been on the short list? He's kicked our ass for years.
Well, Farley hates us because we didn't give him the job when Chizik got it.
Yeah, Farley can kiss my – I'm not a Farley guy.
Neither am I. Really?
Yeah, I don't like
him. I thought you were over there.
No, don't like him.
Other than Ben Jacobson, and Gary Rima. I love Gary Rima.
Kaboom.
I'm not a big Northern Iowa guy in general. Their fans just rub me the wrong way. The Purple Hawks thing. Yeah. And they're just very defensive. I've noticed this since I'm on the radio now. They like, if you don't just anoint them, they get really defensive.
You got to appreciate, for being a small school, though, they are very passionate. They are very loyal fans. I will give their fan base
They love the Hawks.
Oh, they do love the Hawks. A lot of UNI fans out at the Rose Bowl this year. A lot of them.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
A lot of UNI fans at the Rose Bowl?
Well, they're Iowa fans.
They're Iowa fans. That's what they are.
Keep up, Charter. Why don't you sneeze in the microphone again?
I'm too busy over here reading about the new Playboy.
Back to signing day on my phone.
Back to signing day. We'll get into that
in
a minute.
What about the new Playboy?
Let's finish signing day, and then we'll go to Playboy.
Those twins, man. Who doesn't love twins? Twins! We got twins!
Are they
identical twins?
No.
No.
That makes sense.
And they're
going to
play in line together. I love everything he said, Campbell said yesterday. He said, we're never going to pass up a good defensive lineman, never going to pass up a good cornerback, and we're sure as hell never going to pass up a good offensive lineman.
Yeah.
And I think defensive line has been something where Iowa State has struggled to recruit ever since I followed recruiting. It's been the one thing, hey, we need to get some defensive ends in here that have some size, that can get to the quarterback, that can stop the run.
Mm-hmm.
And for whatever reason, we've struggled to do it. And when we have done it, it seems like it's been maybe a JUCO guy here or there, kind of a plug and play.
Yeah.
We're actually getting high school kids now, guys that you can develop that might be able to start on the line for 3 years.
Yeah.
Did you see that
one Twins highlight film, the number 9, Jaquan?
Yeah.
Dude, he's blanking, killing dudes in that thing. I'm not a huge highlight tape guy, but like, so what I did yesterday, this is how I do those signing day awards, that column, is I have little birdies that float around the football offices.
Yeah.
And you can read into that however you want. And I kind of send out all the awards that I want to give out to these birdies, and then it's kind of like a deal where we compile information and I go from there to name the awards. So that was the one I go for best highlight film. And they all the birdies got back to me and said, watch this Jaquan Bailey's tape. And he is freaking killing guys in it. It was – and I'm not a highlight film guy. Like, this was impressive.
Oh, you know I am.
Oh,
I stay up
Gray,
late
what's
at
your,
night.
Gray, what's your analysis of the Twins highlight film?
Oh, they're good, man. They get off the ball. I mean, that's the first thing you want to see is someone that can get off the ball quick and get to the quarterback. He'll be a good player. I don't, you know, give him a couple years.
I like how one of them was a 2-star and one was a 3-star. If you had a twin brother, wouldn't you be rubbing that in, dude, if you were the 3 and the other guy was the 2?
Hey, man, I'm getting offered by Tennessee and Virginia Tech. Who are you getting recruited by?
Iowa State. I guess I'll go there, man.
No, he had a Tennessee offer.
No, the D lineman, Josh or whatever.
Yeah, Josh had a Tennessee offer, too.
He did?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, we beat him out for Tennessee.
Oh.
We beat Tennessee out.
Nice.
Yeah.
See, I didn't know that one. That
was the other, like, mutual school that they could have gone to.
That's big.
Tennessee's like a top 15 program going into next year.
Yes, they are.
I hope
Rich
we
Jones
keep them
recruit,
happy.
Man. Dude can get players.
If you end up losing one, you'll lose two. Twins, they stick together. I know. My brother's married to one.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. They're close, man.
How close?
Woommates.
Woommates.
That's what they are.
That's a good joke.
Yeah. So.
No, it was fun. Did you, so you didn't go to the signing day party afterwards?
Well, I was going to, and I just ran out of time.
Yeah.
Cammy was sick, and I had to get home.
And we have our own signing day party coming February 11th, which is next Thursday at Thunderhead Sports Bar and Grill here in Ankeny. So if you guys want to come out and meet these phenomenal recruiters.
Special guests.
Special guests. I hear these special guests can really recruit.
By the way, the special guests decided that they do want the bus now.
Are you kidding me?
No. So we got to
So now I got okay.
We got to make some last minute accommodations for the special guest.
Hey, special guest, if you keep being able to bring in top 50 recruiting classes, we'll get you a bus, all right?
I had a good talk with a couple of the special guests yesterday and was kind of explaining to them how this our little shindig works and how it's a little bit different than the one they were at last night.
Yeah.
And they're like, "Oh, we can have Busch Lights and a bus?"
Do they like Busch Lights, these special guests?
Yeah, it sounds like it.
They do.
This is what I love about these guys. Now, I don't know if they can coach. Like, I don't know.
That don't even matter at this point.
Dude.
They're a good time.
These guys.
It's all good.
Like, if you walk into their, like, war room or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all guys our age.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. Like, yep. I'm eating this up. Like, these guys are... You know, they're all got the facial stubble going on. They're all like, they're wearing sneakers. I love it.
They're Snapchatting.
Yeah, they don't have like pressed khakis on. I love it. I love everything about it. They're Twittering. They're taking selfies. Like, it's fantastic. Like, it's like a dream world for me. And I do have on great source, lockdown, no smoke on the water. It has been put to rest. Rest in peace. It is done for next year.
Damn it.
This comes from the top. It is over.
Now the more important question is, will it be replaced by Jock Jams? Or can we get a little bit better than that?
I would guess. I don't think it's been decided yet. But okay. Campbell's on record. Like, I don't want to take too much credit here, but I think the Fawcast – mainly Mark and I started a revolution to get rid of smoke on the water.
Yeah, it worked.
Which is why I think I've gotten quite a few dirty looks around Ames over the last
It's a powerful movement. The podcast is a powerful movement.
But, like, somebody called into the coaches show
and
asked Campbell, like, can you get rid of smoke on the water? And he said, I just want to do something that's going to pump everybody up. Well,
That ain't it.
I get jacked every time that Kim's on.
Once those coaches up there start calling me to sell their homes, then we'll know we've actually got somewhere. So I need to go down to this February 11th thing and start busting some balls.
Have you taken any more gift baskets up to Ames?
No, I don't. I do want to know if the coach got that. You're connected. Find out.
I can do some investigating.
You know, I don't care if he didn't use
now,
me.
Here's what you
like,
need
is it still sitting behind the front desk 2 months later?
That young gal took it.
She took it and sold it for books.
She kept herself.
She probably did.
What you need to do now, this is what you need to do. So Campbell is having a baby in March. Or
and
his
I think
wife
he's
is.
Building, by the way, for the record. I think I heard that.
Well, that's encouraging. That means he wants to stay for a
while. I don't know if that's true, but I believe I heard he's building. So anyway, continue.
Wow, that's big news.
Yeah, that's breaking news.
That is
right
huge
there.
News.
That's like signing saying I'm going to be here for 5 years.
We need to find out who the builder is and tell them to drag their feet 4 or 5 years. Just, you know, take the time.
Slow it down.
Okay, so he supposedly, or not supposedly, he was talking about it yesterday in his press conference. There's a baby Campbell coming in March. Now you need to really work that angle. When you find out they had the baby.
Gift basket to the hospital type of thing?
Not a gift basket.
Hot air balloon rides?
You
need
bombard
to be there for
their room with gifts. You shower them with gifts.
Like 1,000 roses show up.
It is like the wise men when baby Jesus is born. You show up there and you just, you know.
So you're saying make it impossible for them to ignore
you. Give like his point. Get his son an Xbox One, dude. Like, you go all in on this.
I will say this. The baby shower we had, Charter, got me like 80 gifts.
Let's give credit where credit is due, all right?
Katie.
The wife, Katie likes
to. And they were phenomenal
Katie
gifts.
Likes to overgift.
They weren't like junk gifts. They look at me like, oh, thanks. Yeah, we'll probably never use this. They were like legitimate, like, I've never seen this before. This is genius. Great gift.
People haven't figured this out yet. Like, we should be invited to all parties and all everything because my wife will overgift you. I mean, that's just what she does.
Well, I'm saying, if you could do this for Campbell, I really like your chances.
We had a really good time at your baby shower.
That was a good time.
Yeah. We gave to the Campbell kids. It wasn't even for Campbell. But we gave them some good swag. Both the older daughters got watches. The younger one got whatever.
It's a little disappointing to me that you didn't get a thank you note.
I don't know that the guy got it. I can't be mad if he literally never got it. I handed it to the receptionist. I said, when Matt Campbell's wife comes in, will you make sure she gets this? And she said, absolutely. She was very nice. She said, absolutely. So I'm under the assumption she did what she said she was going to do.
His wife seems like a very sweet gal.
But, you know, that was a hectic time.
Did you put any spark in there? I guarantee you would have got it. There's some spark in there.
I don't think pregnant women can have spark.
Advocare there.
Yeah. Okay.
There's too many like dietary supplements.
So if you, hey, yeah, good point. If you're
it's
around,
a great idea, but I think that would hurt the baby.
So if it ever comes up, you should ask. I just wonder if the guy got the gifts. You know, I've been wondering for a few months now. But
I don't know if he got the gift, but I do know that he got the twins. Twins, Mark.
You're
twins.
Excited about these twins.
Oh, I haven't given a rat's behind about football recruiting. And you guys got to realize, I've been in the recruiting game for like 10 years. Like, it wears on a dude when you're calling these kids and they don't tell you anything. And all you know is that Iowa State's competing with Akron and New Mexico. And it's just like, so like, for me to actually cover it and like they're beating out real schools.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. It's very fun.
All of a sudden, you might be calling up some recruits now.
No,
still not doing it?
That's not happening.
Okay. I thought maybe you had like this.
I worked my ass off for a decade, so I didn't have to do that.
Okay.
I'm not. Daddy's done with that. But that Alex Halstead over there at Scout, I'll give him a hat.
He's done a great job.
Cited him in my story last night. He's done a fantastic job. He's come on the radio, and we should do a podcast with Alex.
We
should. Get him in here and talk about the class.
Maybe me and him could break down some video film.
Jeez. Speaking of twins.
Twins,
that,
Mark.
That made me think of Playboy magazine.
What a great transition.
Beautiful segue. So their new Safe for Work version is out.
Safe for Work?
Did you know Playboy is dropping the nudity? That was the big news.
Yeah, we've talked about that on the podcast.
We have.
Before,
so their new cover is out, which I'm showing you boys right now. That's the new cover for the younger generation.
That's Safe for Work?
That's like a teenage Playboy cover?
It's a girl in a swimsuit.
She does look like she could be about 15.
She's in a swimsuit.
Is it like Sports Illustrated for kids?
Maybe I'll tweet out this cover photo on the Farcast a little bit later. Farcast Twitter feed. But here's what's interesting about this. You guys are web guys. You have a website that you drive traffic to. When Playboy.com relaunched as a Safe for Work website last year, traffic jumped by 400%, and the average age of the visitors went from 47 years old to 30.
So they're going for, like, Maxim, basically.
Exactly. Yeah.
And they've got the brand recognition that they're going to dominate that demographic.
I find it funny, though, that people now suddenly said, like, man, I'm sitting at work, and I would really love to pull a Playboy right now, but I can't because it's Playboy. And then suddenly they relaunch, and people are like, yeah, the boss will be
but
cool
still,
to now.
There's a connotation, though. If you're sitting at your cubicle in Wells Fargo, and your engineer sees that you're on Playboy, like, I still think that –
in that photo, I still would never want to be caught just staring at that photo.
At work. Agreed.
Dude, speaking of that, I'm just so out of the loop, and you guys are old too, so like maybe
I'm real old.
Have you – oh, I know you have because we talked about it before, that Do It For State Twitter feed. So I like – I started following that like a week ago because I thought it was like this Iowa State
do
student.
Not lie. How long ago did you start following
No, that? I really did. Like I knew about it, but I got tricked. Like I thought it was like this Iowa State like student life thing, and I just – because it showed up on, like, things you may want to follow, you know? So I'm like, oh, yeah. And I was sitting at, like, the game the other night, and all of a sudden this, like, butt just popped up on my feed. And I was like, you know, because there's people behind me, and I didn't want them to see what I was looking at, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah, uh-huh.
That feed is...
What is it called, the feed that you're talking about?
Adam knows. He follows it.
No, I do not follow it.
I had to drop it.
The college kids that we were around at Benchwarmer showed it to us one night.
Oh, yeah, Stanzi and Krogs.
Yes, they showed us the Do It For State Twitter feed. It was so things have changed a lot since we went to college, geez. Chris.
So they got that.
Do It For State is geared around Iowa State, though. That's what I'm
getting.
Well,
I thought it was.
But now it's like all over the country, I believe.
It's just like these kids doing all this raunchy stuff.
It's terrible. I don't know why. I can't believe we're talking about this in the fall.
Well, I mean, it was Mark was talking about Safe for Work, and the thing that popped up on my computer was not Safe for Work.
That site would never be Safe for Work.
Holy
cow. You're lucky it was just a butt.
Tell me how many copies.
Well, there was insertion.
Jeez. Tell me how many copies this would have sold. I always had this vision when I was going to Iowa State. Imagine, again, a Safe for Work, but a calendar, an Iowa State calendar called, this is perfect, by the way, someone's going to steal this from me, called the Belles of Iowa State, Belles, girls, the Belles of Iowa State. And you get 12 girls that go to Iowa State.
Good luck getting that through copyright. Those people are Nazis.
Nut cups through there.
For the record,
they wouldn't let us do nut cups. They're not going to let you do that.
For the record, I'm not doing this idea, but I think that'd be a hot seller up there.
So
I think the boys of Iowa State would buy a few calendars.
Reese Strickland and I, he's a photographer. We've talked about doing a girls of Iowa State thing before, and it's just
Couldn't find enough girls or what?
No, we could find the girls. That would be easy. But just go to Outlaws on a Friday night, baby. But the point is, like, they are so, like, they're trademarking. And
really?
They're good ladies up there. They're nice ladies. But
very nice.
But they wouldn't let us make nut cups.
Well, I mean, you're talking about a difference between a nut cup and a calendar.
Like
there's a difference between
those. I
knew the
nut cup on Tuesday. I'll tell you that right now.
That's another fine segue.
Tuesday sucked, dude.
Tuesday was the roughest loss of the season for me as a fan.
We were cruising in that game. Looking you know great. What?
Jamil McKay should be embarrassed.
You don't think zero defensive rebounds is very good?
Well, for a guy his size and like where he plays and what he's asked to do, like that's an embarrassing stat line.
Like I said, he's just got to know his role. Like how he had, I think, twice in the first half when we had a lead, we gave him the ball at the 3-point line. I don't know why we even passed him the ball at the 3-point line, and he faces his guy up and tries to go.
He should never be outside of the box.
No, and he tried to go 1-on-1 with his guy into the lane, and he didn't score any other time. Of course, I think Charter could probably guard him from the 3-point line.
Is it because he sees Burton doing that?
I don't know.
Yeah, Burton has a shot, though.
I don't know what the reason is, but. Here's the thing. When he just sticks to what he's good at, he's great, and I think he gets more attention. When he tries to be something he's not, what he ends up doing is hurting himself and obviously hurting the team.
I don't know why we can't. I don't know why we can't play Burton more and McKay less. Again, not a basketball coach. I don't know these things, but Burton has a hell of a lot more energy, has a better attitude, has a better shot, shoots better free throws.
I wish Prohm would have done that specifically on Tuesday night. I don't think that's always the answer. But, like, West Virginia – the way that they play, I mean, I've written and talked about this a lot. They're so nasty. They're so tough. They're so physical. I mean, that's not Jamil McKay. None of those words describe Jamil McKay. And at least Burton's kind of a dick. Like, you know, like, and I mean that.
Six
like
rebounds in the first half.
He stands up for himself on the court.
Yeah, like, so, I mean, when you're just totally being out-toughed on both ends of the floor, like, McKay was a – I don't want to just blame it on him. George had 8 turnovers, right? This was not one guy is the reason Iowa State lost type of deal. But I agree with you, Mark. Like I wouldn't go – I'm not going to go all in and say every game should be that way because I think McKay's a guy who you're still going to
– Yeah.
He's going to help you win some games this year. But in a situation like that, the problem because when he doesn't play and then he goes on Twitter and acts like a baby.
Yeah, coach needs to get the players off – Twitter. I think that
McKay's really the only problem, isn't he?
Yeah, but you can't just say, McKay, you're off Twitter. I mean, he's really going to pout. But I don't know. It like I said, when his reign is done, I'll be happy. But
well, geez, that's a little
bold.
It's not
quite the jump.
He's regressed this year. You know, he has. I view him in a lot of ways. Especially when you get into tournament time, as potentially a liability. At the line, attitude, all of that stuff. I would much rather have Burton in there. I'd rather have Jordan Ashton in there playing. Obviously not the same position, but I like the effort out of that kid. Actually hit a three.
He plays tough. He's a hard ass.
He plays tough. Hallis Cook apparently isn't playing anymore this year. I mean,
he played on
Tuesday.
Not
significant, though. Just that was a little blip that he came in for. But
I asked Charter's son the other day at Benchwarmers who his favorite player was.
Yeah.
And he said McKay.
Yeah, it really ticks me off.
Bad parenting.
It has nothing to do with me, man. He must like the flowing dreads or something on TV. I don't know what it is.
I'm not judging the young man. I just think it's funny. Like if you hear Mark's comments and then his offspring was, Jamil.
Yeah, but at least he said I was George Niang when we were playing a little ball together. So that was good.
Would you guys ever have guessed that Jamil McKay actually is averaging 1 rebound more per game than he did last year?
No.
The only thing that makes sense of that is
he played non-conference last year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because in non-con, like, he was grabbing, like, damn near 20 a game there for a while.
Yeah. He built up the stats. I think, though, get off the negative of the players I don't like.
They're fine.
Like, George is great. You know, he's been a little sloppy recently, I think. But our MVP, in my opinion, is Matt Thomas.
MVP.
Yeah. The last
most valuable player on Iowa State is Matt Thomas.
The guy is
that's a terrible take, Trevor.
Okay, we have like 6 to pick from to start with, right? We can rule out McKay, we can rule out Nader, we can rule out who else can we rule out?
You can rule out everybody but Niang, because Niang is
Monte's a great player.
He is a great player.
Monte's played well. George is great in crunch time. which is huge. And I'm not saying George isn't a great player. George is. But just the way Matt has come on this year, defensively and offensively, finally figuring it out, hitting big shots, I think he's a huge spark plug for the team.
I agree.
In a lot of games.
I agree with that. And I'm the biggest Matt Thomas fan around. But
We're Matt Thomas shills,
yeah,
right? You and I are.
And we have been. Yes. When it was hard to be a Matt Thomas fan.
You and I were just taking bullets for that kid 2 years ago.
Yes. But he's probably – I mean, he's done a great job, and he's a glue player, and he never seems rattled when other guys get rattled. But he's not. I mean, George Niang is the MVP of this team. I mean, everything goes through him. When he's rolling, we're damn near impossible to beat. And when he's struggling like we saw against West Virginia, we're a mediocre team.
I think there's too many times, though – so if I had to pick between George and Matt, there's too many times that George has struggled. There's too many times he's turned the ball over a crap load of times. There's too many times he's fallen down, whatever.
But it sticks out when George struggles, we lose. Matt can struggle, and we can still win games. Would you agree with that?
Matty's got a sweet step back three now.
Yeah. He shoots so much better off the dribble.
He's been in the gym.
You know, as I was watching the West Virginia game, this is what it reminded me of, almost like you watch guys play tennis, right? And me and Charter are playing tennis, and Charter's like hitting these little weak volleys back at me. And instead of just smashing it back in his face, I'm like hitting into the net. I thought Iowa State the whole game just – West Virginia, the whole game, I didn't feel like was playing that great, or even their pressure wasn't even giving us that many problems. Mm-mm. We were making the stupid turnovers. I mean,
passing
the ball in bounds and passing it directly to their team. Going behind your back and losing – I mean, just –
yeah, sloppy.
Sloppy, like stupid turnovers, not forced, unforced. But they were unforced turnovers.
No, I know.
It was so frustrating.
This is my theory on West Virginia, though. The way that they play, like everything is just designed to make you lose your composure. And that's what we did.
But they didn't even – it wasn't even like they were ratcheting up the pressure. I've watched West Virginia a lot this year. They pressured teams a lot more than they even tried to pressure
Iowa
State.
Well, it was about –
they couldn't pressure
Iowa State. It was when Iowa State took Niang out with about 9 minutes to go in the first half. That's the first time they really applied the pressure. And then from then on, I mean, I thought that Iowa State just lost its mind. If you go back and watch it, I mean, that's the first time. They were bringing full court pressure, but it wasn't pressure.
No,
you know?
It wasn't pressure.
Until about 9 minutes to go in the first half, and then like –
yeah, but it never gave – how many times did we turn the ball over? Of our 19 turnovers, were it because they were pressing us?
Yeah.
Not many.
I'll give West Virginia credit for this. They hit shots that they normally don't hit.
At the end of the game.
Yeah, it wasn't bad defense either. Like, well, they were hit, a lot of the in-lane stuff was bad defense, but they were hitting, like, shots with
actual
hand in
shots.
Their face.
We were up 5 points 2.5 minutes to go. I think it was Nader didn't get back on defense. Guy had a wide – I mean, no one within 5 feet of him, wide open three to get to 2 points.
Yeah, well, that was one.
Yeah.
I remember that one specifically. But there were a lot of tough shots that those guys normally – they're normally not a very good shooting team. And I'll give them credit for that.
I think Iowa State tries a few too many alley-oops.
I'll say this.
Those end up in turnovers when they don't connect.
I really don't.
Too high and they go out of bounds. We've had a few of those. Mm-hmm.
I don't feel that differently about the team after Tuesday night, though.
I still don't know who the hell they are.
Well, that's my deal. Like, I know this. They're not a top five team.
No.
They're more like a top 15 team. So.
That if they play a top five team, we'll probably beat them because they love playing those games.
What would they end up being?
They do.
But right. And that's what makes them not a top five team because it's, you know.
Are they a four seed? Are they a four seed right now?
Yeah, probably.
Tournament. Four seed. They would have to really, like, suck a lot to drop below the five line.
Is there a number one seed that you really just don't want to see them play? I would say North Carolina. And Oklahoma probably. But other than that, I can't remember such a
wide open year.
Roll the ball out against anyone else, and I feel fine against
them. Look at your elites this year, though. Your elites. Michigan State's not that great. Duke isn't in the top 25.
I would be way more worried.
Kentucky is struggling.
Kentucky can't score.
I would almost rather them play some of those one seed candidates than like Belmont. Well, you know what I mean?
Belmont would terrify me in the first.
I saw one of the bracketologies that had Iowa State Belmont in Denver. Jesus,
that'd be terrible.
I don't understand the psychology of that. There's no reason that you shouldn't, especially in the tournament. It's the NCAA tournament.
Play your game.
It's
Iowa State.
But we have a different coach.
Belmont.
That should be a coaching thing.
Because I hate that style of play. I think they'd.
But they're good.
They're good. They do the same thing that Iowa State does.
What more motivation does a team need than they get their draw, they know they're going to play someone in the tournament, and hey, guys, come on over to Coach's house. Guess what we're going to watch tonight? The UAB game. How much more motivation do you need to go out and say, kick their butts from the start?
You're right, Mark.
I don't get it.
You're right, but we've followed this group enough. Fool me once, shame on you. Twice, shame on me. And then three times,
we just can't be friends
with them. You know what they're going to do now? They're going to win three or four games in a row. We're going to all get sucked back in.
Oh, I know.
And then they're just going to rip my heart out.
Hey, actually, do you want to know my, like, what's today's date? February 4th. This is my prediction for the rest of the season, okay? I'm on the record now. They'll finish either 11-7 or 10-8 in the Big 12. They'll be a 4 or a 5 seed, depending on what they do at the Big 12 tournament. And this team is going to make a run to the Elite Eight. That's my prediction right now. This team is, like, they're just maddening. They're maddening enough to make us really love them even more. Yeah. And, like, they will be a very different team in March than they were a year ago in March. That's my prediction.
You got to get hot at the right time.
I think that they
will. And if they do, then, yeah, they can. Does it help them to win the Big 12 tournament? Does it take something out of a team?
No, I don't think so.
No.
I got asked that in a mailbag last week.
Yeah.
And I came up with like three or four examples that makes me think it's totally random. I mean.
Really?
Like we're a team. However, I would always rather get hot. Like if UConn wouldn't have gotten hot 2 years ago, they wouldn't have won the national title.
Like, agree.
They were a bubble team going into the Big East tournament. They had no business doing that.
But I look at, like, I mean, we were hot last year. We had three great wins in the Big 12 tournament.
Correct, and that's the other
exciting
example.
Great wins, and then we lay a freaking egg in the but first round.
We didn't play very good in those games, though. That's why I keep going back to. We were down 15 points in every single one of those games.
I know, but those are great wins. That says, guys, we can win whenever we need to win. We can pull it out, and maybe they just relied on that too much against UAB and said, it's a hole. We'll dig our way out.
I think that's fair.
And didn't do it.
I think the whole relying on that too much is very fair.
I'm so used to it, though. I've been an Iowa State fan my whole life. I'm used to it, you know.
That's why we need those nut cups.
It is what
Iowa
it is,
State.
Man.
Jeez.
I needed one for the West Virginia game. No other game this
week. I thought you were, like, pretty chill. Like, I was watching your tweets when I was working, and it seemed like you were kind of, like, level-headed about it.
Well, I try to grow up a little bit. But, no, it bothered me more than any loss this year has. I just don't – I know West Virginia is ranked 15th and everyone – but I don't – when I look at them, I don't see a very good basketball team. I don't see a team that should ever play with Iowa State.
They're not skillful.
They're not skillful. And
they just play their ass.
We should tear that press apart. But what we did towards the end of the game is, too, we stopped passing the ball. We start going ISO. We start playing into their advantage. It just drove me crazy because that team, Iowa State should have won that game by 15 points. It shouldn't even have been a game.
I think that our guys, and I mean this with all due respect, and I hope that they hear it, and I hope that they get pissed and try and prove me wrong. I think we're just kind of a wimpy team. Like, I don't think that we're very tough.
Would you use the word soft?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
And, I mean, if you look at A&M and if you look at West Virginia, the word soft is not in their vocabulary. Those probably the two toughest teams physically that Iowa State will play all year. So, like, that's what I said when I left Hilton. Frankly, and I was talking with Hines about this, Travis Hines from the Tribune, and he felt the exact same way. Like, I don't feel any different about this team.
Yeah.
Because I guess I've had it in my mind for a while. Like, they're not this elite team that we kind of hoped that they would turn into. And it sucks because I think that if you put Naz Long on this team a lot, how many losses do they have? Five, six?
Six. We're 16-6.
I bet that they're 19-3 right now.
I would agree.
With Naz Long. And that sucks, and it's not an excuse.
Well, let's get him back. What do we got to do?
I think it's a fact.
Yeah. What was somebody – was one of you guys somebody? Oh no, a buddy of mine was telling me, and I don't think it was quite right, but he said he heard a stat that I believe all our Big 12 losses have basically been we've been within a possession with 20 seconds to go,
correct?
Something to that effect.
Yeah, so it's really close. You're not getting.
We're not. Nobody's blowing us out, which is
and
good.
And how many like games did they pull out of their ass the last 3 years where it's like they're not doing it now?
That is the most concerning thing.
Yeah, I agree.
It's not blowing. They've all three of the four games they've been up double digits and lost. That's somewhat concerning. What's concerning for me is they've now lost, going even to the Texas A&M game, they've gotten their asses kicked the last 4 minutes of the second half.
Yeah.
I mean, where they aren't even barely scoring points, they're not getting stops. That hasn't been the case. They've lost close games before in years past, but I feel like they were always able to trade punches. Right now we're getting punches and we're not getting back up.
Mm-hmm. That's fair.
Yeah, I don't know.
I swore again. I apologize.
What did you say?
I said the A word.
Oh, ass is okay.
It is.
Yeah, you can say ass.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You can say like...
You can say buttocks.
I feel like we've had this conversation like 15 times.
You can say tallywhacker.
Can you say tallywhacker, Chris?
It's actually, it's very much frowned upon to like to say the word dick. I found that out the hard way.
So Bill Self last night calling his own player a dick move, saying it was a dick
a
move.
A dick move is different than calling, hey, you're a dick.
Really?
Yeah, it's weird.
You called someone a dick on the radio and got your hand slapped?
Yeah. I didn't get my hand slapped, but it raised a lot of eyebrows.
Did it?
Yeah.
Don't call
who did you call a dick?
I don't even remember.
Don't call him a dick. Say you need to come up.
Whoever, yeah.
Go Monty Python with it. Call him a one-eyed trouser snake. That's better than dick.
Is it?
Yeah.
That's too long.
No.
Dick is just quick and simple.
I didn't see the Self story. Who was the dick on his team?
So Green threw down a dunk at the end of the clock.
Yeah.
Where like
did they cover?
I think they covered. They won by like 17, 18.
Okay, yeah. It was, I think it was 11 and a half.
Yeah, they covered. So he came, throw down a dunk.
That was an
when
automatic.
Everyone was like walking off the court, and all of a sudden he just like went in and threw down a dunk, and you could see like Self turn like a look at him. And then afterwards in the press conference, he's like, yeah, dick move by Green. Embarrassed. Will never happen again. We'll never let that happen again. He said dick move.
Good for Self.
I know.
Oh, it's funny.
That's why I love Self.
I do too.
Why do Iowa State fans hate him? Is it just because he's good?
Dude, success.
Yeah.
That's
because, like, I love Bill Self. I think he's fantastic.
It is so easy to hate people that are in the position that you want to be in, and that's Kansas.
Well,
that's it. That's it.
Lost 4 or 5 to Iowa State.
Well, you know what I mean.
I get it.
They get the love.
The championships.
Yeah.
I think a lot of it goes back to, too, four years ago or so, we had all those heartbreaking losses to him. And that one game where I think you could really blame the officiating for it.
The Niang charge.
The Niang charge. And I think Self had gotten a technical earlier on that, and then all of a sudden the officiating flip-flopped.
Yeah.
People have this, you know, like Bill Self gets all the calls. Kansas gets all the calls. He, you know, he works the official. People hate that. I personally think it's just that's part of the game. The good coaches know how to work officials.
Who else do Iowa State fans hate? Like, who else would we put in that category?
I don't think we hate Huggy Bear, do we, from last night?
Oh, I love Huggins.
I love Huggins as far as an interviewer. I do not like him as far as a coach goes. But
no, nobody hates Kruger. I don't hear anything about
a lot
Kruger
of people hate your boy.
Him.
A lot of people hate Baylor's coach.
I don't think anyone hates Weber.
Do you feel like you owe me an apology for all the crap you used to give me about my love for Kruger? I mean, when he first got hired, I made some big-time predictions that he was –
He's getting it done.
You always argued with me that he was a better coach than Hoiberg. I don't think he's a better coach than Hoiberg.
Well, it's not hard to compare.
That's an unfair argument. I never once argued that
you did.
With you.
You said, he's
more accomplished. He is.
Oh, yeah, he's older.
Yeah, well, fine, but I think he is more accomplished than Fred Hoiberg. I don't think you can argue that.
How many stops is Lon Kruger? Lon Kruger is a better –
All he does is win everywhere he goes.
He's a better version of Tim Floyd.
The argument is you're starting a brand new college team, and Gray says he's taking Hoiberg to start that team, and Chris is taking Lon Kruger.
Yeah. I'll take Lon Kruger.
Lon Kruger is a very good coach. I like him, but let's be honest. Right now he's got Buddy Hield who's shooting.
Well, who recruited Buddy Hield?
Okay. I agree with you. I'm just saying I would like to see him.
Kruger's, like, changed with the times. He's, you know, he's changed his style.
Does he tweet? Is he a tweeter?
I don't know, honestly. I doubt it. He's old. I mean, he's in his.
Does Drew tweet?
Oh, yeah.
Scott. Okay.
Scott tweets.
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Sweet 16 to you.
Does Huggy Bear tweet? Is he on Twitter?
I would highly doubt that Huggy Bear is on Twitter. He probably. Could you imagine, like, a angry Huggins on Twitter?
That'd be outstanding. By the way, speaking of older, and this, well, I'm way out of the loop, although I may have missed the news. Did. Coach Rhodes land anywhere, or did I just miss
news? Taking the year off.
Okay. I was thinking, did I miss him getting the job?
The linguist, Maurice Linguist, just landed at Mississippi State. That's a good landing spot for him.
I like him a lot.
Not surprised. He, of all those guys, like, I kind of figured he would land somewhere good.
He's a future head coach, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think so, too.
A good motivator, good speaker. He'll do good.
I was kind of thinking, too, that if Paul would have stayed – and Wally retired, that he could have been the DC.
Oh, really? I could see
he
it.
He or Shane.
Is that unprecedented, though, for a head coach to get fired and then stay on?
No.
I'm saying if Rhodes would have stayed.
If Rhodes would have been fired.
Oh, okay.
And they would have had to hire a DC.
Yeah.
Kind of sounded like he would have been a guy who they would have looked at.
I'm wondering if, I don't know if you've seen Rhodes lately. I can picture him with like a ZZ Top beard.
Yeah, I was thinking
the
same
thing. You get fired, you just let it go, baby.
When you said seen him lately, beard came to my mind.
Yeah, I'm rich. I'm just, no need to shave.
He's probably just like sitting on a beach somewhere, counting his money that Iowa State just gave him.
If he's smart, dude, he'd be somewhere warmer than this. Tundra.
Yeah, hopefully.
That we live in.
Hopefully for his sake.
What's coming up? Iowa State's got
Oklahoma State on Saturday,
O'clock. Who's playing better than they were? I mean, they lost a tough one to Texas Tech, but they're playing
Evans
better.
Got hurt last night.
Did he?
Yeah.
How bad?
I don't know, but I know he's questionable.
Oh, that should be an easy win without him. That's a house of horrors. I mean, I know we've won two in a row down there, but that's always been a place where we've struggled to get victories.
Yeah, I would agree. Speaking of that, let's wrap this up so I can put Jared's story on that.
I think we'll play well. By the way, Gray, at the last game, you weren't there, right?
No, I was not there. West Virginia?
We finally got someone out there that won the lawn tractor.
Really?
Yeah, they made five threes, and he made it kind of at the buzzer almost, the fifth one.
And then he celebrated. It was very
– He did the spoon.
Yeah.
You know, like
the spoon where you, like, keep feeding me kind of
stuff.
Oh,
the Chris Babb. No, it's the Chris Babb.
He started walking around doing that. And then halftime entertainment was the intramural three-point – contest, like the winner from each school, Drake, you and I, Iowa State and Iowa, although the you and I guy couldn't make it because of the weather, so he won there.
Yeah. He just conceded because of the weather?
He couldn't make it. Roads are bad, I guess, or something. But anyway, the Iowa State guy represented and won.
Nice.
Yeah, he did.
Hilt Magic, baby.
He did well.
Glad someone could win.
It was funny when the Iowa kid was shooting. He was getting booed the whole time.
Was he?
Air ball chants and stuff like that, of course.
That's hilarious.
You'd
That's
expect fun. Nothing less. So.
That's fun.
Anyway.
So we finally got someone to win to make the five shots.
We did.
That's awesome.
We did. He looked like he played some rec ball, probably.
Was he stepping over the line?
No, but the guy that shot for Iowa State, the actual contest, the winner, he was on the line almost every shot.
Yeah. That
almost every shot, dude.
Doesn't count.
One after another after another. So, anyway, it is what it is. So,
gentlemen, enjoy your lunch.
Are we going to lunch?
Yeah, we're
going
to go to lunch.
You guys are. I'm not. I got to go.
He's got to go pump some iron.
Yeah.
He's got to get swole.
Dude, you should pump some Jethro's in
your
mouth.
I would be so fat, like, if I didn't work out. Like,
you'd be like me.
I didn't say anything.
Silence.
He was just taking it all in over there.
Charterhouse.com.
Charterhouse, Iowa.
Charterhouse. God damn
it. You get it.
Dude, Charterhouse is a hotel in Hong Kong. You can't be sending people there.
It's the whorehouse.
It is.
Hong Kong.
Jeez. Come on.
When I go to Hong Kong, I'm staying at Charterhouse. I'm going to give him my business card and show my name, and I should get a free room.
Guy's trip to Hong Kong.
Dude, I don't know what.
We can't even talk about trip down to the Clarinda. And you're trying.
We're gonna do that for Jared's grab party.
Yeah, I'm playing him 1-on-1.
Yeah, we're gonna. He will kill you.
Yeah. Are you gonna go to Vegas this year with us? By the way, we have a date.
Clarinda.
What's the date?
October 14th, 15th, 16th, somewhere right in there.
Is it a bye week?
They're on the road. Okay. Iowa State and I were on the road. I don't know if any of them have a bye, but neither are home.
I have a harder time taking a week off during the season this year just because I think that they might be relevant.
I think you're going to have a hell of a time. You're going to have a hell of a time. Tweet. Do what you do from Vegas.
I can't do the post game.
You can do it from Vegas.
Yeah, why can't you do it from Vegas in your hotel room? You've done
Do it from the sports book. You know, make it cool. Make it – the people will love it.
Sure, the folks at Learfield and Iowa State would love.
Hey, it's legal.
Their major, like, anti-gambling stance that they have.
It's legal. You know,
our post-game guys at the sports book.
Oh, whatever. Do it poolside.
I'm not going this year.
You're not?
I'm not invited.
He's not invited.
Because you were such a little punk last year.
Because I keep making fun of him because he was a punk. Because he never left his hotel room.
Because he's a dick. That's why.
Pedro.
There's a reason. Listen, to all you that listen this week and hear the intro,
That's Adam.
It's in there for a reason.
Freaking intro I've ever heard.
I love it.
Thanks, Liebel, for making it. We love it.
And we love you, listeners. Thanks for listening. Have a fantastic weekend.